Tales from Archerich, Season 1, Episode 1. Today we will be taking a look at a man named Henry Kachkich, a survivor of Archerich, and what he had to endure during his time. Our story begins in Brussels, where Henry Kachkich was born to two parents, and who had fled the East to build new lives in the West due to change in political power. When Nazi in Germany invaded and occupied Belgium, they were left with nowhere to go. In the first week of September 1942, they were taken from their home in the Rue Concats. The German soldiers, who sealed off the streets in the middle of the night, went from building to building, shouting, "Alle Juden raus," all Jews out. It is hard to establish now to what extent the Jews of countries like Belgium, the Netherlands, and France knew the fate that awaited them in the East. But Henry can remember some of the Jew women in his street throwing themselves from upper stair windows with their babies, killing themselves as a desperate last attempt to avoid the roundup. Within a week, the family was in a convoy of cattle wagons on a railway transport heading back east, first to Germany and then ominously towards occupied Poland. Henry and his father, Joske, were taken off the train with the other men in a small town of Courcelles. They were to work as slave labor, destined to be murdered in the gas chambers, only when they were no longer of economic use to the Third Regime. The woman of the family, Henry's mother, Kana, his sister, Bertha, and his brother, Nikir, were taken to Auschwitz, where they were gassed and cremated as soon as they arrived. Henry Kachkich has stated in many interviews that living in Auschwitz is not living at all. It is like being 90% dead and still walking, being a skeleton and walking in man's clothing. It is not life, but it is not death. It is horror itself. Thank you for listening. This has been Tales of Archbeach, Season 1, Episode 1. We hope to see you next time. Thank you, and goodbye.